Hello, students. This is Teacher Ken. Welcome to another episode of Intermediate English for Work and Travel. We are starting lesson 13 of our book, English Sentence Structure. Box A1 teaches us how to connect two actions correctly. Exercises 1 and 2 are on pages 130 and 131. If you are using the PDF, go to pages 143 and 144. Now, not very long ago, in lesson 11, we learned how to use modal auxiliaries like can, will, should, and must. We learned that we use them together with actions like the first two examples in box A1. George should go, and George will go. On this lesson, we will learn about actions that are very often used before another action. And in order to connect them correctly, we have to use the word to, with one O. Look at the examples of this new pattern. George wants to go, and George plans to go. The most common mistake made by learning English speakers with this structure is to either omit the to that should go between two actions, or add the to after a modal auxiliary. The expressions George will to go and George wants go are incorrect. Let's read the examples and the actions within the box. Repeat after me. George should go. George will go. George wants to go. George plans to go. Agree. Decide. Expect. Hope. Intend. Learn. Like. Need. Plan. Promise. Try. Want. Practice is the key to fluency and confidence. Repeat these verbs out loud and dictate them to a microphone to practice pronunciation and create real-life sentences using the vocabulary to internalize it. Let's go to exercise 1. It's a substitution exercise. I will start with the sentence, "He learned to speak English," and give you a word to substitute. I'll give you a moment to say the sentence with the substitution I gave you, and after that, I'll say the new sentence so you can compare and repeat after me for corrections. Right after that, I'll indicate the new word for the next substitution, and so on. he learned to speak English. Tried. He tried to speak English. Read the lesson. He tried to read the lesson. Needs. He needs to read the lesson. They. They need to read the lesson. All of the students. All of the students need to read the lesson. Study grammar. All of the students need to study grammar. John. John needs to study grammar. Hopes. John hopes to study grammar. Write the words. John hopes to write the words. Promises. John promises to write the words. Likes. John likes to write the words. Write letters. John likes to write letters. Plans. John plans to write letters. Wants. John wants to write letters. Speak clearly. John wants to speak clearly. Is learning. John John is learning to speak clearly. Must try. John must try to speak clearly. Can learn. John can learn to speak clearly. Is going to learn. John is going to learn to speak clearly. Needs. John needs to speak clearly. Needed. John needed to speak clearly. Is going to try. John is going to try to speak clearly. Will try. John will try to speak clearly. Very good. Exercise 2 is very good to practice when to add the to or not. Remember that we never use to after a modal auxiliary like should. I will make a question about today and give you a word to use in the answer. You must answer no but, and clarify that the event is tomorrow. After you say it, I'll give the correct answer so you can compare and repeat for reinforcement and corrections. Did John decide to see his lawyer today? Plans. No, but he plans to see his lawyer tomorrow. Does John need to study the lesson today? Must. No, but he must study the lesson tomorrow. Will John write a letter today? Hopes. No, but he hopes to write a letter tomorrow. Does John hope to go to Chicago today? Might. No, but he might go to Chicago tomorrow. Does John want to watch television today? Plans. know, but he plans to watch television tomorrow. Does John plan to visit the museum today? Hopes. No, but he hopes to visit the museum tomorrow. Does John have to study grammar today? Must. No, but he must study grammar tomorrow. Will you go to San Francisco today? Plan. No, but I plan to go to San Francisco tomorrow. Did John decide to go to the bank today? Might. No, but he might go to the bank tomorrow. Does Mr. Miller need to go to the bank today? Should. No, but he should go to the bank tomorrow. Does Mr. Miller plan to read an English newspaper today? Wants. No, but he wants to read an English newspaper tomorrow. Did Mr. Miller promise to wash his car today? Might. No, but he might wash his car tomorrow. Does John plan to read some interesting books today? Wants. No, but he wants to read some interesting books tomorrow. Did John decide to fix his bicycle today? Will. No, but he will fix his bicycle tomorrow. Can Mr. Miller attend the concert today? Will. No, but he will attend the concert tomorrow. Will John play the piano today? Plans. No, but he plans to play the piano tomorrow. Did John agree to help Mr. Miller today? Might. know, but he might help Mr. Miller tomorrow. Does John plan to hand in his homework today? Must. No, but he must hand in his homework tomorrow. Very well. Before we wrap it up for the day, let me give you some extra practice. In the book English Sentence Practices, go to Lesson 13, Exercise 1, on pages 184 and 185. That's pages 510 and 511 within the PDF. Practice with this episode 3 times this week and leave your questions in the comments. Like this episode and follow the podcast or subscribe to my YouTube channel. And remember that English is easy. You just need to practice. See you next class.